One street in Juneau is a popular locale for residents and tourists alike. South Franklin Street, particularly, is home to several bars, shops, and a rich history, but one resident wondered how it got its name. For many, Franklin is iconic, but where the street gets its name is a bit of a mystery.
I walk up and down it every day. It's the heart of the historic district.
That's Allison Eddins. She moved to Juneau 2.5 years ago and works as a city planner.
As far as I know, it's been called Franklin Street since the city was founded. I just think it's one of those iconic Juneau streets that everybody knows about.
You might recognize Eddins' voice from a previous Curious Juneau. She was our tipster on the Sometimes Strip shows at the Viking.
I feel like I know a fair amount about Juneau's history, but where some of these streets got their names has always been a little bit of a mystery to me. So I just thought it would be a good question to pose to you guys, specifically Franklin Street.
We asked Jody DeBrien, curator of collections and exhibits for the Juneau Douglas City Museum.
So Franklin Street was named for Howard Franklin. He was the chairman of a committee appointed at the miners' meeting on March 21st, 1881, to lay out the city streets and lots.
Franklin first appears in Juneau records on February 24th, 1881, when he and five other men staked a group of placer claims on the Specimen Gulch in the Gold Creek Valley. Franklin the Man came to Juneau from British Columbia and engaged in mining in the Silver Bow Basin for several years. According to Robert D. Armand's book, The Founding of Juneau, J.M. Cooper and Frank McMahon were also named to the committee. That committee laid out Main, Seward, and Franklin Streets, the cross streets, and established the blocks at 200 square feet. The Franklin Street name first appeared in local records on April 4th, 1881.
He later went to the interior, and he was reported to have been the first man to discover gold in the 40-mile country where the Franklin Gulch is also named for him.
It's a mystery why Franklin's name was chosen for one of the streets and not one of the other men. DeBrien says that downtown Juneau then would have looked vastly different from today. Front and Franklin Streets bordered the waterfront. Today, that area has been filled in and built upon. But in 1881, one property owner almost derailed the committee's plans for plotting out downtown Juneau.
When they were looking at lots and things, a man named N.A. Fuller's lot was squarely in what was to become Franklin Street at its present intersection with Front Street, and he refused to vacate. As a result, that portion of Franklin was not cut through to the waterfront until the mid-1890s. The last five lots were along what is now South Franklin.
Franklin almost ended at Front Street because of one guy.
So it wasn't until, you know, a few years after Franklin Street got named that it actually reached all the way down to the waterfront because somebody refused to give up his spot.
Fuller wasn't just some guy, though. According to the State of Alaska guide, Fuller was from Sitka, and in spring 1880, he urged Joe Juneau and Richard Harris to investigate a prospect around what is now known as Gold Creek. Those miners, of course, went on to found Harrisburg, which was later renamed Juneau. Franklin Street's past is just as storied.
It was the prostitution district in Juneau. I think probably most people know that, but it's one of those kind of fun facts that, you know, right there where the cruise ships dock and we greet people with jewelry stores today was a different kind of greeting back in the day.
According to the Dawson Daily News, Franklin died of heart failure in 1904. He was 65. Franklin was buried in Dawson, Yukon. Two buildings along South Franklin Street are on the National Register of Historic Places, the Alaskan Hotel and the Alaskan Steam Laundry Building. Our next question takes us about a half mile northwest, up the hill. Another question asker pondered the origins of another somewhat famous street, Calhoun Avenue. He wanted to know whether the street was named after a local family or whether it was named after John C. Calhoun, the statesman and political theorist in the early 1800s. Juneau's Calhoun Avenue is named after a different Calhoun altogether. DeBrien helped me dig into the street's history. The road was a narrow cart track carved out of the steep western slope of Bonanza Ridge, according to a 2016 article published by the Juneau Empire. The road originally provided a footpath from nearby cabins and houses built along the hillside. It gave early residents easy access to the Evergreen Cemetery.
It was renamed for Mrs. Mary V. Calhoun, an early resident of the area. Her and her husband, John, arrived in Juneau from Wisconsin in 1888, and they established a dairy that was on Calhoun Avenue, right around where the governor's mansion is.
Their cows grazed along Gold Creek, the south bank of which was sometimes called Calhoun Flats.
They were there until about 1902 when they moved south and sold their dairy. There's not much that I could find on either Mary or John, but one of the references that I found said that she was so well-liked that they renamed the street for her.
John died in Seattle in 1906. Mary died in Nanaimo, British Columbia, in 1912. In Juneau, I'm Tripp Krause.